Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner, and let us begin as we usually do with our day in history on this February the 25th. And it's interesting as we look at what's going on in Venezuela, what's going on in Ukraine, what's going on in our own country with Moral Mondays, what's happening with indigenous people standing up against the XL pipeline, this day is Memorial Day for the victims of communist dictatorships, which celebrated the in Hungary, which is the uprising that took place in 56. It's the anniversary People's Day, People's Power Day in the Philippines when Marcos was thrown out. It's the day that these number of holidays that are celebrating this kind of resistance people had that with all their complexities. And we're seeing that in our midst right now. And on this day in 1836, there was one thing that was discovered and created and patented that changed the course of American history in many ways. Samuel Colt patented the Colt revolver, the repeating revolver, which kind of changed the nature of the wars between Native people in this country and the Americans. It was a huge, momentous thing. People don't think about a lot about that becoming a major event in our country, but it was. This is the day in 1870 that Hiram Revels was sworn in as the first black U.S. senator and the first black representative in Congress. And Hiram Revels was an interesting guy. He was born free in the South. He was taught to read and write by his family. He had relationships with families, both white and black, in his family. And when he was allowed to go into the Senate, when he was elected to the Senate, the Southern Democrats opposed it. And here's what they did. They based their opposition on Hiram Revels going into the Senate on the 1857 Dred Scott decision by the Supreme Court, which said that black people are not and could not be citizens. They went further to say that no black man was a citizen before the 14th Amendment was ratified in 1868, so Revels could not satisfy the requirement for 9 years prior citizenship. So there are roots to the battles we have today. Their roots are buried in times like this and give, unfortunately, fruit to what we face today in America. But we'll have more about Hiram Revels on our website. It's a man you need to read about. It was a fascinating character in our history. This was the day in 1913. The 16th Amendment was ratified. Income tax was put into place. On this day in 1919, Oregon became the first place in America to tax gasoline, 1 cent. This was a day that in 1930, a battle was taking place in America over prohibition. Much like the red and blue states today, the dry states were enforcing it. The wet states were saying, we don't care. So I guess a lot of us would rather lived in a wet state. At this day in 1948, Martin Luther King was ordained a Baptist minister. And on this day in 1964, those of you who can remember this, you can always go to YouTube and watch it. Cassius Clay, right after he KO'd Sonny Liston, who nobody thought anybody could beat, announced that he had become a member of the Nation of Islam and changed his name to Muhammad Ali. On this day this is very important. We'll end with this one. On this day in 1999, John King, it was a white supremacist, one of three men accused of chaining James Byrd to a pickup and dragging him along a Texas road until he was decapitated, was sentenced to death by lethal injection. And again, thinking about our recent past, we've got to think about where we are now, the things we've been talking about on the air here with some intensity, that this is not something that's brand new. It's happened over and over again. I think it's something we as Americans need to wrestle with. On this day in 2011, 100,000 people rallied in Wisconsin State Capitol to protest what was to become the laws that are in place now that put aside the state unions. On this day in history in 1841, Renoir was born. William Z. Foster was born in 1881, who was one of the leaders of the union movement and Communist Party in America. John Foster Dulles, a very famous Secretary of State under Eisenhower, born in 1888. The unknown Marx brother, Zeppo, born in 1901. And Anthony Burgess, who wrote Clockwork Orange, was also born on this day. And George Harrison, which we'll hear some of his music during our breaks. And we lost on this day Archibald Grimke. Many people don't know who he is, but he's a diplomat, editor, was the head of the NAACP in Washington for a long time, died on this day in 1930. Elijah Muhammad passed away on this day in 1975, as did Chappie James, the first African-American four-star general, died on this day in 1978. The great playwright Tennessee Williams, 1983. E.D. Nixon, one of the leaders of the civil rights movement, the Montgomery bus boycott, passed away in 1987 on this day, as did Adrian Mitchell. She was the first black woman killed during the Persian Gulf War in 1991. That is this day in history. There's more to this day in history, but you can go to steinershow.org, see what pieces we didn't read on the air, and find out more information about what we did read on the air. And we are about to turn to our conversation with DJ Spooky. Stay with us.